the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 690. On wings of love the Saviour flies, and freely left his native skies to take a human birth. The wise and righteous men go near, his wonders see, his sermons hear, and think him nothing worth. 690.
Thank you. us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, down as far as verse 36. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, the first 36 verses. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he saith, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. We'll leave the reading there. Let us pray. Almighty, most blessed, eternal, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, ever gracious, ever merciful, full of compassion, forgiving iniquity, ever wise, we come this day to worship thee. May we not come into thy lower house, thy court, as strangers, strangers to thee. May we be found to be drawn by thy grace, by thy virtue. May we see a blessed, gracious, wonderful suitability in thee, for our never-dying souls, for our life here, and that eternal life. May we come into this thy house in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, as John the Evangelist was on the Isle of Patmos. Oh, that we may be found drawn to thee, coming to confess our sins. And not just to confess our sins in a legal way, and not just to say we're sinners in front of people, but that we may be coming to this Lamb of God, that we may come in living faith, Lord, and forsaking our sins, and beholding and pleading where our sins will be laid upon and have been laid upon and were laid upon, indeed, if we are thine. Oh, do lead us to that blessed sacrifice. Lead us forth unto thyself. Oh, thou hast accomplished all things. All sin for the church has been put away forever. May we come, even at this time, to discover even that my sin and sin which is to come has been put away forever and ever. Also, Lord Jesus, be in our midst by the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, bring forth the glory of the Lamb. But may we come in that tender exercise, even at this time, to have that touch within, that blessed understanding of faith to behold Thee, Lord, of You, and a knowledge of our interest in Thee. O Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, that Thou wouldst reveal Thyself again and again as our Lord personally, as our Saviour personally, as our Captain, our Leader personally, our Commander, our Righteousness. O Lord, the Lord, our Righteousness, as George Whitefield, that great man, Thy servant, Lord, went forth to preach in mighty power. The Lord, our Righteousness, unfold this mystery to those who need it, to those who seek it, and even, Lord, to those who are far off. May we come then with that singleness of our own heart, knowing, or to establish, may we know that Thou hast gone before us, prepared a place in heaven. Grant us that sacred knowledge. May we be living near Thee and upon Thee. And may we not be living for ourselves. And may we not be living for the pleasures of this life and our own personal pleasure and importance. Grant that we may be living unto Thee and living for Thee. That we may be found taking up the cross daily. Even that cross wherein our sins were nailed and forgiven, put away and forgiven, even through the blood of Him who was crucified on that cross. Grant that cross may be that blessed yoke of that union with the heir of glory, the Son of God. So do give us this understanding heart, even as we come to this house. And Thou knowest each have come, Lord. They may have come with deep burdens in the pathway, grief in the pathway, sorrow, care, anxiety, the unknown way ahead. Some may come in deep affliction. O Lord, we know not. There may be those who come in by routine. O Lord, right to come, but O Lord, open their eyes. May eternity be before them and their sins at the same time. But, O Lord, may there be many coming in. We would see Jesus, and in the spirit of the hymn, Thou knowest well the aching heart of everyone here. Trust in Him, ye tempted saints. Tell Him all your sad complaints. Grant that we may do so, O Lord, by living faith. Grant we may worship Thee this day in faith and in truth. Increase it, Lord. So Thou knowest every case. Be exalted, O Son of God, in my life, in my heart, and especially in my affections. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Bless this house of prayer. Remember the church, the congregation. Bless those that hold office, strengthen them, uphold them, be with them continually. Grant daily strength, wisdom, grace. We do thank thee, Lord, and acknowledge what we have heard, that there is one ventured to follow thee. We do acknowledge it, Lord. Thy sheep, one of thy sheep, one of thy chosen, one whom thou didst lay down thy life for. These are tremendous blessings, tremendous truths, an air of glory. May it prove to be so. There is the walk ahead, there is the following. And we're poor and needy sinners, and we need thee every hour. But may these rich eternal blessings be realities to us. So bless this house and the dear friends and the word here. Bless thy servants that come here to labour week in, week out. Help thy servant the coming Friday to be with him and bless him and undertake in Zion. And what we pray for this house of prayer, we pray for our group of churches to which we are attached and love and part of. Oh, we pray for thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth. The missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Do remember thy people this day. Help thy servant this day at home to be with him and bless him. And grant him help in all things and bless the word. Remember, Lord, all in senior years near the end of the journey. Oh, do visit them and appear to them. Remember all in middle life. Help them to kiss their burden and care and the responsibilities at thy feet and upon thee. Draw them from perishing things of earth. Establish them in thy righteousness. Remember younger friends going forth in life. We pray for thy salvation to be upon them. Touch their hearts in thy fear. Speak to them, bless them. Go before them, provide for them in all things necessary, those things they feel to need in life, in business and homes and finance and godly husbands, wives. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering, for thou knowest each case. Put forth thy healing hand, those under medical appointments. Grant blessing to treatment, we pray. Bless the Sunday school that is here and help, we pray thee, the dear young friends, to hear thy word. Remember us in this matter this day, we pray. Dear Lord, remember them that are far off, those in sorrow, widows, widowers, those in distress, those with a special need, those in bereavement at this time. We think of the cause at Norwich. O Lord, help in the coming week and undertake for them there. O Lord, and in Zion, and many we know of in a bereavement. Thou knowest every case, every need. So, Lord, we commit all into thy hands. Remember us in the nation. Have mercy on England at this solemn time. What a confusion. Overthrow the treachery of our liberal establishment. Raise up leaders of integrity. Deliver us in the land. Order the councils of state. Intervene in parliament. O Lord, hear the cries of the remnant that do lift up their heart unto thee. Raise up those, as in former years, who will go forth with the sound of the gospel, blow the trumpet. O Lord, and may the Holy Ghost work from the higher reaches in our land, in government and society, right down to the lower parts of the land. O Holy Ghost, work. May the people of England be brought to need thee and be merciful to us. Remember thy covenant. We beseech thee for thy living church. Bless thy servants this day, the editors of our magazine, secretaries of our societies. Do return in the power of the Spirit among us as a group of churches. Now, Lord, we do thank thee for all thy mercies. We will be humbled. Oh, we will be found praising. We will be found waiting on thee still. We acknowledge tremendous, unspeakable mercies toward us, grace. O Lord, answers to prayer, preservation, helps by the way, supplies. Dear Lord, all come from thee. May we be found among that peculiar people who are not their own. They don't belong to themselves or this earth. They are bought with a price. May I be found among them who glorify God in my body and in my life. We acknowledge spiritual mercies. We have the throne of grace. We have thy word, the doors of Zion open. But we, Lord Jesus, we have thyself. Oh, we have thyself, thy sin-atoning sacrifice, thy precious blood, thy dying breath to plead. Oh, the mighty, glorious power of thy resurrection. And now the wonders of thy ascending into heaven and appearing there to make intercession. Make us very conscious and aware of these living realities for our never-dying souls, and bless us in them, and seal our union with thee. Help us to understand the mysteries of thy deep compassion, the depths of thy love that is laid on thy life. We acknowledge all these tremendous mercies and blessings with thanksgiving and praise. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise this day. Holy Spirit, be due glory in our midst. Bring forth the life of the Son of God into our souls. Holy Heavenly Father, we do stand in awe of the wonders that thou hast caused some of us, and may there be many yet to know, the wonders of thy provision in thine only begotten Son. Thou didst send him to bear our iniquity. May we ask all things, O holy God, in his name and for his sake. Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, we plead thy name before the throne. Come, come now into our midst. Bless thy word. Come into our lives. Come and reign. Come and be with us. Have mercy on worms of the earth. Have mercy on worms of the earth. O Lord Jesus, come. 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 Amen.
Hymn 1070. Thou friend of friendless sinners, hear and magnify thy grace divine. Pardon a worm that would draw near, that would his heart to thee resign. A worm by self and sin oppressed, that pants to reach thy promised rest. 1070.
Thank you.
complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help and blessing, I will draw your attention to the chapter where you read the Gospel according to John chapter 1 and verse 36. The Gospel according to John chapter 1 and verse 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. John 1, verse 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. In a previous verse, we have a similar expression of John as he saw Jesus coming unto him, and he cried out to the same words, Behold the Lamb of God, but added, Which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Well, you may say, I can't see a connection here between that time when Jesus walked on the earth and today, for we cannot look upon the Son of God with our natural eye. It is not possible. He is now exalted in heaven, but as promised, before he suffered, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, has come since Christ's advent, since his ascension, in great power. And we still live in that gospel time. We still live in that gospel day of great power. I know we don't live in the times of the Reformers and the Puritans in this land and in the times of the evangelical revival and even in the times in our own circles of Gadsby and Popham and so forth. But it is a gospel day wherein in the Old Testament Christ was shown forth in types and shadows of sacrifice. Also, we know he visited on certain occasions as appearing as a man or as an angel and so forth, or sending his spirit with the angel and so forth. So we live in a privileged time to hear the gospel. So therefore, what is the connection, you may ask? Well, very simply, John the Baptist, who God pointed out to him by the Spirit descending upon him and ascending and so forth, like a dove, and told him this was he. Of course, John the Baptist was a special man. Jesus said, There's none greater than he, and so forth. The blessed experience of Zacharias and Elizabeth before at the same time, or those 6 months and so forth before the visit of Gabriel again to Mary. So we have before us a very profound truth of John looking upon Christ, literally with his eyes. But the blessing that was upon him is still upon the church. It's still upon the church. Because how did he know who he was? Except by the Holy Ghost, as revealed and shown. And how do any of us in this chapel this morning, or ever will know, who this blessed, glorious person is, but by the Holy Ghost. John was divinely taught when Jesus went to be baptized of John in Jordan. John declared he was not worthy of it. He was so low in his own view. He was not worthy even to loose the shoes and so forth. He was not worthy. Divine teaching. How have we come to chapel? What teaching is there in our life of ourself and the glorious person who John saw? He saw him walking. He saw him walking. Now, of course, literally, in Judea and so forth, by Jordan. But, dear friend, do we see the Lord in our lives? Favoured soul, listen, pray for it. You say these things, never say, it's a terrible thing to say. These things are beyond me. Friend, they are not beyond anyone, except by the Holy Ghost only, by the power of the Spirit. They're not beyond any of us, but it's not in our strength or our power to attain to anything, any hope in Christ, any knowledge of Christ, any blessing in Christ. But pray for it. Pray for it. Ask for it. He giveth to all men liberally. The simple language, Lord, open mine eyes. Do you really know what you're praying? Do you want to just have your eyes open so you can understand everything and don't feel so severe, so poor and inferior? Not at all. So know him. Know him. Open my eyes. Let me hear thy voice. Why? Why do you want to hear his voice? Just to know that you're going to be secure for eternity? Is that all? Friend, that's not grace. No. Love. Salvation. A new creature in Christ Jesus. A new heart given. A new walk, eternal dimension, the Son of God in glory, ever in your affections. You won't ever, I'm not saying every hour of the day or every day I'll be before you, won't. His dear people get in the deepest of places, the awful, awful spots they get into. They get into Job's ditch and everywhere else, everywhere where they don't want to be. They have to cry out, wretched man that I am. And do you know your vileness? The hymn writer says, make me well my vileness know. That's Joseph Hart, of course. Keep me very, very low. Why was he saying that then? There's only one reason. Christ might be precious. He saw, after his restoration from his terrible sins and his backsliding, he saw such a glory in the Son of God. And the lower he felt, the more beautiful, the more blessed, the more suitable is Christ, is the Son of God, for that poor man, that poor creature, that poor woman, that poor child. So by living faith, by the Holy Ghost, we must put a connection between the scene that is recorded here and to die. And may we not be found in the wilderness, as they were, Israel of old, hardening their hearts. What it is called today. May we hear his voice. May we hear his voice. But be by grace, you know. Because grace is grace, won't let us off the hook of the judgment seat of Christ. We've still got to give an account of our body. We can't say, well, I wasn't called by grace. Depart from me, accursed. I never knew you. These are realities. The connection. Living faith. A blessed gift. A blessed gift. A wonderful gift. And once that work begins, you know, It will never end. You may get very low. You may get into terrible places. You may get despairing of all self. But the Spirit will work in there to raise you up a hope in Christ. So living faith. Friend, do we see Jesus by faith in the Scripture? Do you see him in your Bible? Do you see him in your home? In the Bible? Does the Holy Spirit bring forth the realities of the scenes on earth when Christ blessed and appeared and spake to your heart? Does the voice of the Son of God speak to our heart? By faith received. Faith isn't just believing, it's receiving. It's receiving. It's through faith, the gift of the Spirit, our eyes are open and behold. We don't just believe outwardly, which of course there is that reaching forth by faith unto him, pressing toward him by living faith. But it's receiving. It's having the touch by living faith in him. All by the Holy Ghost. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Have you thought about that word, the extent of it? Not of works, lest any man should boast. Whatever does it mean? Friend, when you come to the end, it'll mean you'll have nothing of yourself. All you've received in living hope and blessing is all of the Lord. There's nothing of yourself. And that is how you'll have to go through following Christ all our days. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Helpless, look to thee for grace. And so forth. Helpless, I lost it. Helpless, look to thee for grace. I'm sure some of you've got it. I wouldn't mind you calling out. O naked, come to thee for dress. Helpless, look to thee for grace. Naked, come to thee for dress. Naked, naked, helpless, foul, I to the fountain fly. Foul, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Utter dependence upon the Lord. An heir of glory with a foundation laid in his soul of the glorious covenant of grace, still dependent, helpless, relying entirely on the Lord. Because the power is of God and not of us. That's the sweet mystery that his people have to learn in all the humility they walk through and all their cries and tears and grief and sorrow for their sin. Friend, it's a great mercy to come to chapel grieving for your sin. But is it in living faith? Looking to him. That's the secret. Looking to him. A sinner vile indeed. Wretched undone. The wrath of God is real. May not be. I'm not talking about flames of hell. I'm speaking a realization that you're naked before him. But faith in this glorious person that John saw. This John saw. God manifest in the flesh. This person John saw. He saw him walking. We sang that in the hymn. 690. We would see Jesus every day while walking in the gospel way. That's the desire of the heart. Is there someone here or more than one here who has the desire? Friend, you don't see him every day, and nor do I. But the desire is there. The longing is there. And grace has put that longing there. That desire. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. Living faith. Living faith. Behold, the Lamb of God. He saw him walking. Walking. Well, dear friend, this God manifest in flesh. Paul wrote to Timothy, his son in the faith, great and without controversy. It has great controversy today because of sinful man. But the Holy Ghost will make it without controversy, clear as the sky to our souls, without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. Now notice it says, not the Son of God, although it speaks of the Son of God in that text, but of godliness. Why would it say godliness? Because he is our righteousness. Great is the mystery of the Lord, our righteousness. And great is the influence of his life, the Son of God's life, Jesus' life, on our hearts and lives. It's a great mystery. And that is our godliness. Jesus is our righteousness, becomes our godliness. And the godliness is seen in the church, in Timothy, and in the pilgrims, and you and I, if we're his. We don't go showing off because we've everything to be ashamed of. That godliness is by faith in the heart. And it is one of his bearing fruit. Christ was very, very solemn when he spoke of, can a good tree bring forth corrupt fruit? Many of God's dear children have worried over that day or night. Look at these corruptions. Look at these lies. Look at this wandering heart. Look at this. Can this be so? But dear friend, a corrupt tree can't bring forth good fruit. Remember that to your comfort. A corrupt tree doesn't bring forth living desires or prayer. Doesn't bring forth prayer and longings after Christ and confession of sin. It doesn't bring forth prayer or looking into the Word of God. A corrupt tree can't do that. Great is the mystery of godliness, and without controversy, a God that was manifest in the flesh. I can't even find the word. Oh, yeah. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit. He himself needed no justification, but he justified the church and glorified his person and his mission when he yielded up the ghost and rose from the dead. Justified in the Spirit and by the Holy Ghost in the heart. Seen of angels. It's a wonderful thing there. Seen of angels. We know that angels glorified his birth, sang his praise. But you know, there was an angel who came to minister to him in temptation. To minister to him in temptation. Deep mysteries. Truly, the suffering Son of God. In Gethsemane, there appeared an angel unto him, strengthening him. Strengthening him. Deep mysteries. To attend his resurrection. Deep mysteries. Are you drawn to them? Are you thankful? Are you thankful? Are you thankful Christ came so low to redeem? Bless him. Praise him, friend. Bless him. Preached unto the Gentiles. And what a mercy. He came unto, we read this morning, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Believed on in the world, received up into glory. By living faith, increase my faith. Friend, have you beheld Christ? Now I'm not saying by vision, Some are favoured to behold Christ very blessedly in his person by faith as the Spirit, to behold him in the inactions of his pathway on this earth, perhaps of his dying on the cursed tree and so forth. It's a great blessing. Others, dear friend, are not perhaps so favoured with their understanding, but they hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. They hear his voice. They're drawn to him. Whom, Peter writes, does he not, in his epistle, whom having not seen, ye love. Whom having not seen. And I know that means not Peter writing to the churches in Asia Minor and so forth, was there speaking to those who hadn't seen him with his literal eye, and Peter had, of course. But he speaks spiritually, whom having not seen, ye love. And though you see him not, now you see him not, but whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the object. Friend, the end of the matter, the whole conclusion of the matter, the crowning bliss of the matter, the sealing of the matter. Even the salvation of your souls, whom having not seen you love. John, sweetly leaning on his bosom, and like Paul, in the trance, lifting up to the third heaven, or like Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened, or like poor Yeddy, young lovely man, poor Yeddy, whose heart the Lord opened, Lydia, she attended unto the things. Soul, are you attending in prayer daily? Behold, the Lamb of God. Looking upon Jesus as he walked. Friend, what was he walking? Where was he walking to? His kingdom was not in this world. His place was glory. What a mercy to come down and sojourn and walk. Is it Dewdney? Walks with Jesus? You know, friend, have you walked with Christ in the scripture, in meditation sweet, in desire, in love? Friend, has he come near you? Have you followed him? Are you following him by faith in your soul and heart? You may not be outwardly professionally, I know, but that blessing will be upon you by and by. I'm sure if you are following him in heart. Friend, he had nowhere to lay his head. His place was glory. Friend, and perhaps there's someone here, I do wish, a natural childlike thought perhaps, I do wish I'd seen him on earth, wish I'd been born in his time. No, friend, been born again, not a corrupted. Now, friend, by faith, be thankful he's in heaven. Because there's his victory sealed. The resurrection, the ascension, that's the glory of the church today. That's, if you notice, Pentecost came after these inactions, when the Spirit was poured out in measure. Friend, we rejoice in that day of his ascending, now appearing in heaven for us. Christ, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and to Dan forever. Friend, he has the same power to heal you, to help you, to bless you, to strengthen you, as if he was on earth with you now, when John was leaning on his bosom. And if you notice, while the disciples were with him, they were often so full of fear and so afraid, just like you and I. Well, behold, Behold by living faith the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Beholding him, friend in desire. And I believe there is a drawing, a little inkling of mercy, perhaps after much distress. Much distress, many sorrows, deep waters of trial. Some suffer loss, care, grief, awful sins, shame. Have you know what shame is? It's a terrible thing, friends. It's a terrible experience, I can tell you, to be utterly ashamed of yourself. It's a fearful thing. Behold, behold, behold the Lamb of God, my sacrifice, the sacrifice for my sin, my offering. He says, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God. Well, there's some deep things here, isn't there? But they're very simple in some ways, made very sweet. But you know, a lamb describes his young years cut off, led as a lamb to the slaughter. But it's more than this. A lamb, a sheep are fearful things, aren't they? We're called his sheep and lambs and so forth, his people are. But he became like one of them, one of them. He's the good shepherd, but he himself was a lamb. What a good shepherd, the lamb for the offering. Of course, this goes back to the Mosaic dispensation and even rooted beyond that, of course, in Abraham's time and so forth, and Job's time. But it speaks of that helplessness. Have you ever seen a lamb fight? You never see a lamb getting aggressive. Of course, I suppose in some little ways they can be. But friend, a helpless creature, utterly helpless. You can do what you can pick up a, I wouldn't say this wrongly, but in very sadly these things do happen. But a lamb you could smack against the wall and the poor thing couldn't retaliate. Christ, the Lamb of God. Why? The power of God, almighty power. Why? To redeem us, to have compassion on us, to bear our iniquities and our sorrows. Do you feel yourself to be a useless, helpless, terrified sheep? Do you feel yourself to be a defenseless lamb, an utterly defenseless lamb? The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. But he had none to help him. See the Lord of glory dying. See him gasping. Hear him crying. See his burdened bosom heave. Look ye sinners, ye that hung him. Oh that we could, oh that we could more. I long for it again. Long for it, friends. Do you long for it? Do you long for Jesus to be before you in all his suffering and dying? Your heart might be ravaged with love and your, the eyes of your understanding opened. See him gasping, hear him crying. Dying sinners, look at him. Look how deep your sins have stung him. Dying sinners, look and live. Friend, what love, what a hope in Christ. Friend, you may not have had that blessing, but you long for it. You've seen a beauty, you've seen a righteousness, you've seen compassion on your body, on your life, on your pathway. A word of promise has dropped in power in the soul. You're encouraged by the gospel. There is mercy with him, full mercy. Friend, when John declares God is love, it's not, friend, it's a massive understatement.
Oh, to know it. The beauty, the glory, the grace of it. His love. His love. There's so little love about, isn't there? In this world, and even in Zion, sadly, sometimes. So little love. Friend, because Christ is not manifest. He is God is love. Christ is love. The Father's love. The Son is love. The Holy Ghost is love. I tell you what, friends. The Holy Ghost, your discoverer's love, as you're taught spiritually, of his wonders of not leaving you, despite all your vileness of your heart. And he's the one that prompts you. And he has the power to pull you up. And his hand and Christ's hand together, they bring you to trouble and tribulation to make you pray. But he sanctifies. He brings forth the beauty of Jesus, the Holy Ghost. Suitable. Friend, the only way the Holy Ghost could ever dwell in your heart is by love, the love of God, in the sacrifice of Christ. Because of Christ's sacrifice, he dwells in. Because of God's determinate counsel and will, the Father's determinate counsel and will, he dwells in your heart. He dwells there by love. He couldn't dwell there otherwise, could he? Could he? How could he dwell in you and I? But by love. A love I don't understand. But a love I so desire and enjoy. A love I love. His love I love. But I don't understand it. But I understand why I love him. Because of his compassion, forgiveness, his dying, his blood. Because of his goodness, because of his kindness, because of his patience, because of his long suffering. His word, his gospel has reached my heart. It's touched my heart. Behold by faith, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, an offering for sin. The detail that God gave Moses concerning the Paschal Lamb all points to the righteousness, holiness of the offering, the Holy Christ, without blemish, without spot, and so forth. And a lamb to be eaten, roast with fire, bitter herbs, friend, a beautiful taste with our bitter herbs of sin, the bitter realizations. What for? Why does, perhaps you say, why does the Lord show me the awfulness of my sin? That you may see what he suffered for you. You may understand what he suffered for you. My leanness, my ignorance, my deadness, my far off condition. That you might discover his love reaching you. You may love, understand his desertion in Gethsemane and at Calvary. Bearing your shame of your far off condition. You might love him and know him. Oh, that we might behold the Lamb of God by living faith. John saw him. John loved him. Now, you see, John the Baptist, he was the one that was prophesied. I know they said to him, "Art thou Elias," that being the Greek form of Elijah, or Aramaic form of Elijah. But of course the scripture do speak of Elias coming. Elias, send before thy face Elijah the servant. And many of the Jews thought Elijah was going to come again from glory. But of course it was John, a new era, as Elijah sort of was led the era of the prophets, one of the early prophets, or earlier prophets, of the outstanding prophets, although Samuel was a prophet, of course, and so forth, but they were expecting Elijah to come again, or one like him. Well, that was John the Baptist, and they failed to know him through lack of grace, through hardness of heart, through self-righteousness. But you know, dear John, You know, he held him in his arms and baptized Jesus. What a privilege. Yet the trial came. John preached, he must increase, I must decrease. Isn't it frightening, isn't it? You know, there's some scriptures almost make you tremble, yet you see a reality and a blessedness in them. He must increase, though, friends. In your decreasing, that's the point. Or you look at yourself, decreasing, can I get lower? Ah, he's increasing. He must increase. We had his trial. He sent his disciples to Jesus out there, he who should come, or look for another. We look, go and tell John again. And, you know, the healings, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the lame walk, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them, the poor, the gospel of Christ. You're poor. Religion may be no more than desire. But you're with Paul, you know. Yeah, you say Paul had revelation. Well, dear friends, if you've had revelation or not, you've got desire, haven't you? Isn't that the Spirit's work? Christ said this, blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. I know he said, blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. You feel you're not pure in heart. We used to sing assembly, because they don't do it these days, but the old ancient and modern hymns in the school. You know, blessed are the pure in heart and so forth. And I used to know that I wasn't. But Christ is your purity. The living desires are pure after Christ by grace. Any righteousness you have is not your own, it is of the Spirit, a Christ righteousness working in you. But I'm wandering off now. Is your desire like Paul and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness? Can that really be true? It is true. It is real. Nothing of your own, but still found in Christ a desire, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, which it demands, but that which is through the faith of Christ. Through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God through faith, or by faith. A living desire. You know, could you say this morning from your heart that I may know him? That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. Friend, the power from the dead. Power from your deadness. Your dead condition. Power. Power of his resurrection. To revive and bring to life again. That's what the resurrection was about. Bringing to life again. You may know him and the power of his resurrection. Of course, personally working in you. Those who have known Christ and found him precious, they want that again and again. Reviving. From the dead. Friend, and that brings forth a victory. Being raised, power of his resurrection brings a victory over death, over the grave, over hell, over sin. It brings it. No wonder Paul thirsted for it. And the fellowship of his sufferings. It doesn't mean I've got to go through loads of suffering. That's a legal view. Friend, it brings forth the preciousness of Christ's sufferings when we suffer. And we are going to suffer in the flesh. All man is born unto trouble. Look at the world full of suffering, isn't it? There's lots of suffering. All men are in suffering because of sin. Suffering is because it's a fact. But fellowship with Jesus in my suffering, in his sufferings. See the glory, the yoke. Take my yoke upon you. That following, that holding to Christ, that joining to Christ, being made conformable unto his death. Meaning there, the putting away of sin, that his death put away our sin, conformable unto his likeness, being made sinless in him. This isn't theory. This is the desire. This is the preciousness of Christ. Is that your desire? Pressing toward the mark. I count not myself to have apprehended, says Paul. I haven't counted myself. But there's one thing I do. Being apprehended of Christ. Are you apprehended of Christ? You feel you've not gained this, that and the other. You've not gained everything you want. You're far from what you want to be. The hymn writer says, we must die to speak of Christ. There's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are beyond. How can I forget my sins? Leaving them, forsaking them, those old ways, pressing toward the mark for the prize. One thing I, forgetting those things which are beyond, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, may we behold the Lamb of God. There's things on my mind which I haven't got round to. The sufferings of the Lord Jesus. Behold a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. In my place. In your place. So what do you long for? What object's this which meets my eye without Jerusalem's gate, which fills my mind with such surprise as wonder to create? Who can it be that groans beneath a cross of massy wood, whose soul o'erwhelmed in pains of death and body bathed in blood? Is this the man? Can this be he? The prophets have foretold, should by with transgressors number be, with their crimes be sold. Yes, now I know 'tis he, 'tis Jesus, God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that I've done. Oh, blessed sight, a lovely form, and so forth. Do you know what anguish and agony is of soul? Maybe providential grief, personal grief, loss, unhappiness, pathway trial, anguish before God. When will he appear? Friend, or to behold Christ, worse than your anguish, he that left his glorious throne, dying, bearing a curse, a hell within. Behold the Lamb of God. All by living faith. Pray for it. You may not have had the blessing. You say, don't say it's beyond you. Ask for that blessing of Christ revealed. Friend, and the power of grace in the word of the gospel accompanying it. Thou art mine. I know thee by name. Thou art mine. For the Lord, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Receive by faith in the heart to believe it to be true. The Lord is appearing. The Lord is showing. The Lord is leading. The Lord is speaking. The Lord is drawing your soul. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I will help thee. The grace in Christ coming down in power to heal, to touch, to speak, to strengthen, to bless. But now, the empty tomb. Friend, the body taken down. What grief. Look at Mary. What drew Mary? What drew Mary Magdalene there to weep at the empty tomb? Love, 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 love. Where is he? His body. What's happening? He was behind her. Thomas. I must close. I must sit down. Time has run. Look at Thomas. So unbelieving. And you and I, we're all Thomases, you know. If you're taught of the Lord, you'll discover your Thomas part, won't you? The part that's in you that's like Thomas. Well, I'll believe if I see this, and I believe if I have that. Or I can't believe until such times the Lord. Until I touch those, put my fingers in his wounds and so forth, thrust my hand in his side. Thomas, because they were seen, he never did touch, I don't believe, he saw. See, when Christ came, it was power. Because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. The peculiar nature of the gospel is, you'll find in it a word for every need and every season, and every experience you're in, and every facet of your heart. You'll find a blessed help from the word of God, from the gospel. It comes from Christ. It comes from heaven. It comes from his love. And it's brought by the Holy Ghost. And it abides by the Holy Ghost. It opens up by the Holy Ghost. Well, behold the empty tomb. What a mercy. Now appearing in glory for us. Well, I'll leave the word. May we be favoured. John saw him. Poor John was yet to have his head chopped off, yet to be so tried in prison, yet declaring, he must increase, I must decrease. And the message of John's disciples went back with that message to him. I'm sure it strengthened him that Christ, John was confirmed, now in glory. Well, may we be favoured to know, and looking upon Jesus as he walked. Oh, may we be given that daily exercise in that opening hymn. To know our sins put away, sins forgiven. As it says in verse 29, I think, behold the Lamb of God, which John said, which taketh away the sin of God. My sin, my sins on Jesus lay. Behold the Lamb of God. May we, while it is called today, be given that sweet, blessed grace. And may we wrestle with him until he blesses us, friends. He will come. He does hear the cry of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. You're not, I don't know, I don't care how poor you are, how despised you are, how low you feel in yourself. Jesus does not despise the destitute, and he hears their prayers and their cries. Behold, the Lamb of God. He's entered in that as in his lambship as the Lamb of God in all your awful ruin, destitution and despair, and rose triumphant and glorious over it all to bless his people, to give them strength, to give them glory. Behold the Lamb of God.
collections last Lord's Day, which for the Trinitarian Bible Society local auxiliary amounted to £1,515, for which we're very thankful. God willing, our friend Mr. Rosier hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon. Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Pickett next Lord's Day. And there will also be a baptising service on Friday evening for our friend Lizzie, when Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach. And our friends at Fen Stanton hold their anniversary service on Saturday. There is also a cemetery trustee meeting on Monday evening. Let us close with hymn 940. Compared with Christ in all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. 940.
now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.